Bringing innovation to school, empowering students to thrive in a changing world. Author, Susie Boss. Seeing educators as innovators. The first step in teaching students to innovate is making sure that educators have opportunities to be innovators themselves. Although some teachers attempt this hard work alone, the culture of the school or district can set the stage for innovation to flourish or flounder. The right conditions include a shared vision and common language for talking about innovation. With those pieces in place, educators have more room to design, improve on, and share learning experiences that will stretch their students' thinking skills. Your innovation profile. Whether innovators are drumming up new business ideas or hard at work solving community problems, they share certain characteristics. They tend to be action-oriented. They know how to network. They are willing to take calculated risks, and they look ahead, anticipating benefits that others might not have imagined yet. They work to overcome obstacles. Let's take a closer look at these qualities. If you're a teacher looking for opportunities to bring innovation into the classroom, start by considering your own strengths and weaknesses as an innovator. If you're a school leader, consider how you could encourage innovation among your staff. Do you know how to network? Educators who are determined to unleash their students' innovative capacities show another common characteristic. They are eager to share. They know how to network. Using Web 2.0 tools, many of today's innovative teachers and school leaders are thinking aloud what's working and what's hard in their classrooms and communities. Can you look ahead? Here's the tricky part about innovation. It's hard to see it coming. Once an innovative idea or product has taken hold, it's difficult to imagine doing without it. Innovation creates a new normal, and it's often hindsight that we can see the wisdom of the breakthrough ideas. Do you help good ideas grow? Innovative educators find a way to move many ideas ahead. They not only recognize opportunities, but also know how to create them. Once they hit a good idea, they make sure to spread the word. Being able to take a worthy idea to scale is one more quality than innovators share. Educators with this mindset know how to build buzz for good ideas. They find allies and brainstorming partners. They build collaborative platforms such as project wikis that others can enjoy and expand. They open windows to the innovation happening in their classroom by inviting the community to project showcase events or posting video documentaries of the students' accomplishments. Embracing the role of innovator may mean taking on more work and more risk as a teacher. But it's a label that innovators find refreshing. Innovation is not a word you hear much in teaching circles or as a way to describe what teachers do. No one describes teachers as innovators. The very word sounds disruptive, but in a good way. If used authentically by teaching profession, innovation could be a way to turn things around. Imagine the energy we might unleash if we encourage more of these qualities among educators and students alike. Grow a new global skill set. Develop an innovation exercise that asks students to describe their ideal learning environment. Throughout the exercise, emphasize the key thinking strategies. To jumpstart their creativity, encourage students to think in metaphors. Move from theory to practice by having students test their plans and ask students to reflect on results. This will offer an opportunity for students to think critically about what worked well and what didn't and why. Encourage effective teamwork. Inspiration may start with an individual spark, but moving forward with an idea often requires a team effort. Researchers understand the value of teamwork. Their studies show that teams are smarter than the sum of the individual members. Not that the members are all really smart, but they listen to each other. They share criticism constructively, and they have open minds. They're not autocratic, and in our study we saw pretty clearly that groups that had smart people dominating the conversation were not very intelligent groups. Uncover passion. Innovators are passionate about their ideas. That's what keeps them motivating to persist despite long odds and flawed first efforts. Helping students discover their passions is a critical step in the process of encouraging innovative thinking. To connect classroom projects with issues students care about. Educators might want to find out what drives the students' interests during out-of-school time. Amplify worthy ideas. To participate in the culture of innovation, students need to be able to do more than generate their own ideas. They also need to know how to critically evaluate others' brainstorms and decide which ones are worth supporting. When they see a kernel of a worthy idea from any corner of the globe, they need to know how to provide essential support to help it grow. Encourage breakthroughs. Before adding a breakthrough category to a project's rubrics, teachers need to think about how they will recognise this level of performance. Talking with experts from your discipline will help you gather examples from real life that show what it means to reach a breakthrough, solution to a difficult problem. Students need to understand that they shouldn't be expected to reach this level of achievement with every project. Breakthroughs are indeed rare, but also worth recognising and celebrating when they occur. Seeding innovation. If there is a superpower shared by today's innovators, it may be their ability to see opportunities where others only see problems or despair. They excel at reframing problems. Look around your community and you're likely to find examples of people who have managed to build something out of nothing. Discarded electrical materials for teaching technology skills to those who have been on the wrong side of the digital divide. Broken bikes are used to teach disenfranchised youth about mechanical systems and the empower with personal transportation. Seeding ideas. The key factor to start an innovation seed fund in your school or district is your ability to seed ideas. If you learn to do so, you'll be able to set the stage for seeding innovation to start right away, plan for. Support. Having even a modest amount of support dedicated to action research sends this pro-innovation message to teachers. We want your ideas. Allies. Recruit potential allies for your innovation efforts. In the Albemarle County Public Schools example, university partners play an important role. Local business advisors or non-profit partners can be recruited to provide feedback and help evaluate projects and plan for scaling results. Selection. Develop a smooth application process. Share judging criteria in advance. Be clear about big goals for seed ideas. Be open-minded about how teachers might accomplishment. Make the application process as streamlined and time-efficient as possible. Impact. Decide how you will measure impact. Consider quantitative as well as qualitative indicators. Results. Create processes to ensure that you learn from the failures as well as the successes. Make sure good ideas get shared and replicated. Taking advantage of technology. Innovators are good at looking ahead, imagining potential benefits that others can't yet see. New technologies have the potential to be game changers if they can open with new opportunities for learning, especially with an emerging technology such as tabletop digital fabricator, happening in elementary classrooms through a process that emphasises key innovation strategies. Digital fabricators are becoming small enough to fit on a desktop, cheap enough to be widespread distribution, and powerful enough to transform a product design, manufacturing and education. Gaming for real learning. Digital games may seem like an escape from learning, but that's not how innovative educators view this highly engaging medium. Teachers can leverage student interests in gaming to develop projects with real-world implications. From an educator's point of view, look for opportunities to engage students in games that offer connections to important, real-world learning goals. This may involve learning more about gaming yourself or drawing on colleagues or students' expertise with gaming. Find your edge. Find your edge as a school or a district. If your vision is to produce a new generation of innovators, figure out where you can be flexible enough to try some of the approaches you've read in this summary. Remove barriers. Find out what teachers and students see as barriers to implementing innovative ideas and take steps to get these obstacles out of the way. Find allies at the edges. Be creative about engaging in the community allies. Showcase results. Foster a culture of innovation by showcasing what students can do when they put their innovation skills to work. Have students display their products in public spaces of the school or community and include student statements about their work as part of the exhibit curation. If students are creating digital content, use the opportunity to publish it online and invite feedback. If students are entering competitions that challenge them to solve real-world problems, celebrate their efforts and invite local media to interview them about what they have accomplished. Let your community know that your students are actively engaged in creating and improving on ideas.